Ernie and the Myths of Giantfoot. In the quiet town of Pineberry Woods, 9-year-old Ernie Henderson was known for his curious mind and his best friend, a large, gentle creature named Harry. Harry wasn't like any other creature, for he was a Giantfoot, often mistaken for the legendary Bigfoot. Ernie was on a mission to dispel 13 misconceptions about Giantfoots, using Harry as the prime example. Firstly, people thought Giantfoots were scary, but Harry loved to play hide-and-seek and would rather giggle than growl. The second myth was that they were very messy, but Harry was always tidying up the forest, organizing pine cones into neat piles. Third, some said they hated water, but Harry splashed in the river like a joyful otter. The fourth myth claimed Giantfoots were selfish hoarders. In truth, Harry shared berries with all the forest animals. People also believed they only came out at night. Myth number five. But Harry loved sunbathing and would often nap in the sunshine. Sixth, it was said they couldn't speak. Yet, Harry learned to say hello and thank you in chirps and grunts. The seventh myth was that Giantfoots ate only meat, but Harry munched mostly on mushrooms and fruits. The eighth misconception was they had supernatural powers, but Harry couldn't even catch a flying frisbee, let alone fly. Number nine was they couldn't be friends with humans. As Ernie knew, Harry was the best friend a boy could have. The tenth myth stated that they never helped anyone, but Harry once saved a lost kitten from a tree. Myth 11 suggested they had a terrible sense of direction. However, Harry could navigate the woods better than any compass. 12th, legends claimed they were invincible, yet Harry once got a splinter and cried until Ernie hugged it better. Lastly, the 13th myth declared they were all solitary, but Harry loved parties, and had even thrown Ernie the best birthday bash ever. And so, through kindness, fun, and friendship, Ernie and Harry showed the world that even the most legendary creatures could be misunderstood.